spirit to sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise and glory. Thank you that we are partakers of the divine nature. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines. Disability Advocate EU calls for inclusive development. Chingola farmers to receive farming inputs, and Malawi police arrest 8 for alleged election fraud. In sports news, 4x400 Zambian men relay team boycott World Championship. Now the news in detail. Bright Future Foundation for Persons with Disability Executive Director Matthews Kaoma has stressed the need to include persons with disabilities in decision-making positions. He pointed out that World Development Committee and other development structures often lack inclusive representation. Mr. Kaoma observed that early pregnancies among persons with disabilities are rampant due to limited engagement in activities. He also highlighted the persistence of harmful myths, such as the belief that HIV can be cured through sex with persons with disabilities.
Ingia nipo kwa umana kwa atuwa rufumo elo kwa atuwa ile kajaka kwa kuhu ya petuwa nomba imagine mtu huko mtawewe chaya nangule huko mte mkwanto shinga shiridi ala enda shanto shinga kumisa akwate huko mtawa ila tuwa ile so ayo nse mafio yoto pita shani tupensi unya so nga chako wa chikoza kwa kwata that disability ni mati kwa kwata that length of disability length ya kwa chikoza kwa 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 then we are going to build it. So not konkanyepo kutungire nzambu cha muntu uriwo regardless of disability status and so on.
And European Union delegation to Zambia and COMESA Program Manager for Governance and Social Sectors, Njara Tonga, has reaffirmed the EU's commitment to supporting persons with disabilities.
What is exciting me a lot is the kind of awareness you have about protection and empowerment of persons with disabilities. Persons with disabilities have the same rights as any other person in this country. At the European Union, we prioritize the welfare of persons with disabilities. Every year, we allocate huge amounts of funding to organizations that work with people with disabilities. For this year, we have contracts with Site Savers, with Zafod, with DAF, and Vatesha Home to Fire to Zambia. Get in touch with these organizations and find out how you can be involved in advancing the rights of persons with disabilities. I'm extremely delighted to see that communities are engaged in advancing human rights of persons with disabilities.
Chawama aspiring Member of Parliament Morgan Munda has praised community volunteers and healthcare workers for their dedication. speaking to local leaders and volunteers, Mr. Munda encouraged health workers and volunteers to continue working hard and contribute to combating cholera. He further appreciated President Akande Tulema's effort to strengthen the health care, including recruiting health workers and integrating volunteers who served during the 2023 cholera outbreak. Mr. Munda further outlined plans to upgrade Chawamas Hospital's facility, including the X-ray and MRI department, and recruiting specialized medical staff. He also called on people to engage in community-driven initiatives such as Chawama Basket Fund and Market Sanitation Project in improving public health and livelihood. The United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ leader Charles Chanda says Zambia's gold industry could be a key to transforming the nation's future. In a statement, Mr. Chanda urged the government to take the lead in developing the country's gold resources. He expressed concern over the casual approach to gold mining by both the government and citizens, saying it undermines the potential benefit for the nation.
The gold reserves that we have in this country can span over five generations, especially in the Kasempa area where it was due to volcanic effects. Some of the veins that are gold, carriers, they are as deep as 1,000 meters. There's nobody that can finish that kind of gold. This is why government needs to take a lead and ensure that we maximize the benefits. It doesn't make sense that we go after a few foreigners who are also trying to make a living. We leave out 50,000 citizens who are involved in illegal mining and the economically viable. We leave them, but we go after a few and we begin to broadcast to the nation. We have managed to get 3.5 million kwacha. What is 3.5 million kwacha? Less than a kg is what we can be boasting around.
UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Riswaniso has called on youths to prioritize unity, respect for leadership, and safeguarding of power at all cost. Speaking during the burial of the late Lusaka Central Constituency Youth Chairman Michael Tembo, Mr. Riswaniso urged young people to reflect on the difficult days of opposition and to uphold peace and love within the party. He cautioned youths against entertaining individuals seeking to spread divisions, stressing that the sacrifices made during years in opposition must be honored by protecting the mandate given by the millions of Zambians who voted for UPND. Mr. Riswaniso condemned the tendency of rushing to the media whenever internal misunderstanding arises, instead encouraging dialogues and teamwork. He further encouraged young people to assemble behind their leaders and move in one direction to ensure that citizens fully participate in the development agenda being championed by President Hakainde Hichilema and the New Dawn government. Still in local news, we have agriculture news.
Agriculture news.
Government says over 1,600 vulnerable farmers in Chingola district will this month receive farming inputs under the Rain Feed Food Security Pack, a farmer support initiative under the Department of Community Development. The district has so far received 4,240 bags of D compound and urea fertilizer out of its total allocation of 6,677 by 50 bags. Acting Chingola District Commissioner Stephanie Monze has confirmed that the district has received over three quarters of its allocation. Mr. Monze says he is hopeful that the remaining inputs will be delivered by Tuesday next week. Meanwhile, Chingola District Community Development Officer Grace Malupanga also has confirmed that the Rain Feed Food Security Pack inputs are being received and are safe in the district storage shed. We have more in foreign news and sports news after this break.
The Information and Communications Unit. University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full time.